Can you tell me why you didn't go, weren't called up to join the forces?
Well, yes, I can, because I was down there for, I suppose it must have been 12 months, 18 months, and I went up to the recruiting office to join the army. I thought I'd had enough of it down here, and they took my name and everything, you know, and said they'd let me know. And the next thing I heard, I couldn't go because I was in restricted work. You know, not exactly restricted work, you know, but they wouldn't allow me to go because of my work.
Did you ever have many experiences like that?
No, I had an experience. I can't remember. I was in the Home Guard at all then, but about 12 o'clock one day, I was leaving work, and I skived off a little bit early, about 2 or 3 minutes. They could have killed me. Anyway, I was going down the road, and then this Dornier bomber came straight down through the factory. They dropped a bomb up one end. It went through the hangar, through the roof, out the side, out on the road, hit a stone, bounced over me, and blew up office just in front of me. Because I remember as I sort of looked around to see this one going by, of course you had to, you know, get out of the way quick. And then I turned around towards a window and it came out in the face, but luckily I wasn't hurt. I had a little bit of glass in my arm.
What size of a bomb?
Pardon?
What size of a bomb?
I was thinking about 500 pounds, they say. Of course, there was, unfortunately, other people that were skiving off, going around that corner, and they were killed. You know, someone was on a bike, you know, the bike was all smashed up. And so.
What did you feel at the time when you sort of saw this coming towards you?
Well, it was all done in a flash. It came up from behind me. Because I knew there was a raid on, because we used to have, funnily enough, we used to have a balloon either end of the, you know, with the cable, either end of the factory, but it didn't seem to worry much about that. But I could see the pilot in as he went by. He was that low. So I looked around the corner, saw what happened, I was gone. Like a flash. First, I shouldn't have done that. And I got all my swallows, blood trickling down my arm. I didn't know I was hit.
Were there many casualties?
Yes, there were about 5 killed.
Do you remember what kind of things she used to make?
Well, there was a very famous recipe called Walton Pie, which was a kind of a vegetable mix, you know, in gravy with a potato topping. And this Walton Pie was named after Lord Walton, who was one of the ministers in the government. Well, then the cakes, you know, there were shortages of different things. So, I mean, you had to, well, use dried egg or, you know, you used carrots to sweeten them because, of course, you didn't have the sugar. And, but we used to get by. And I think we were a lot healthier than we are now.